morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of the Live with Rank Show's Free Speech Friday edition. If you would like to join us today, 269-441-9595. I was really happy with the way that conversation went with a person who vehemently, I think, disagreed with me on the piece I wrote yesterday about Strange Matter Coffee Shop canceling out, trying to ruin the business of another company out there because they don't like the politics involved. You know, and I was trying to give him as much time as possible. And that's why I kept him for two segments. And I was also trying to there were a lot of questions I'd like to ask. Since when do companies get into politics, right? Why should a company, any company, why don't they just do what they're supposed to do and that's serve their coffee or bakery goods or their beers or whatever? Why does one company have to try to stop the business? Now, as you heard him say, well, they were just informing them of what's going on. Yeah, well, they're informing them as he did, as he said he watched the CPAC speech of President Trump and said that, well, you know, I kind of think that he was supporting, or however John said it, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Then anybody can say the way they put it out there, it looks like they were trying to stop the other company's business. And that's just wrong. That's just wrong. So I do appreciate it because most times people that vehemently disagree with me and call me names, which he thought wasn't that big of a deal. He first said he didn't say anything bad. And then I repeated what he said and I didn't hear his answer. But our conversation went just the way it should on air or person to person. Very respectful of each other. And I do appreciate that. 269-441-9595. John's been waiting for quite a while online. So let's go to him instead of jumping right into another piece of news. It is Free Speech Friday, and I try to get you guys on as quick as possible. John, thanks a lot for holding on for quite a while. I appreciate that. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rank.
Good morning.
Members of your audience and other audiences, and oftentimes clients in the courtroom, hear what they want to hear rather than what was said. And I think John, unfortunately, was one of those people. John told us that he was in favor of everybody being entitled to their own opinion, except he thought it was A-okay for the company that made an agreement to use their property for a meeting and convention of the Trump people, that they could breach or break that agreement. Now, if they believe in everybody having the right to express their own opinion, they could have said, hey, we don't agree with these Trump people, but, you know, they have a right to have their own opinion. But John isn't in favor of that based on what I heard, if I heard it properly. But that's not why I call. I'm calling because the other day we spoke about a conflict on Fox television between General Kellogg, Colonel McGregor, and Ms. Griffin of Fox News. The dispute or disagreement was that Kellogg was partially in agreement with Colonel McGregor. And Ms. Jennifer Griffin was totally in disagreement with Colonel McGregor. Well, I read today a report by General Flynn, who is the intelligence advisor for Trump until the government screwed over him. And he explained parts of what was going on in Ukraine and parts of the problem.
Are you talking about Michael Flynn, John? Mike Flynn.
The general, yes. The general.
I don't think he was a general. Was he a general?
I believe he is.
All right, I just wanted to make sure it's the same guy. Okay, the guy that they railroaded and the FBI went after and lied about?
Oh, well, he's only one of the few that they've lied about.
Right.
Besides that. But General Flynn, Flynn brought to my attention, and there's a lot of stuff out there we don't know anything about or that we're not familiar with, about the Budapest Agreement of 1994. That's when Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons, okay, in favor of an agreement where both the United States and Russia would protect Ukraine from invasion. And Flynn notes, and I don't know if he's correct or not, but I assume he is, that the United States is in violation of that agreement, Ukraine is in violation of that agreement, and Russia is in violation of that agreement, and that Putin, okay, has some merits in his arguments. So the problem we have is that...
Well, hold on. What does he have on his side in his argument?
Well, that basically that Ukraine was in violation of it, and it was not to join. It was to remain neutral. It was not to join NATO, was not to do certain things, and it hasn't done those. And the United States wasn't causing Ukraine to do what they were supposed to do under the agreement, which was brokered by the United States. And Russia has been upset about it for years. Now, I'm not saying that Flynn was in agreement with how Putin has handled this, but he said you have to really start with the Budapest Accord, and you have to review that to get a good idea as to what's going on. And basically, that's what Colonel McGregor was saying the other night, and Jennifer Griffin said he's wrong. Like, she was the authority.
Well, Jennifer Griffin, I used to have a lot of respect for Jennifer Griffin, a lot. And then when she came out and said that she has sources that had Trump trashing the military, the guy who built up the military, Biden and Obama destroyed, was in the process of destroying our military. We didn't even have enough parts for the planes. They were taking parts off of working planes to get other working planes in order. Those people, Jennifer Griffin respected. But Trump, he said, you know, once she said that, and then she tells us that these people in the secrets or in the CIA or wherever they're from, they're impeccable sources. Okay. They're paid liars, just like Putin and the KGB is. So I have no respect for what Jennifer Griffin has to say.
I think the words she used, quote unquote, unimpeachable sources.
Right.
Sources.
Right.
Which is American intelligence and
right.
the CIA and
right.
Brennan
right.
and the other gentlemen who have been shown, Clapper,
yeah.
who have been shown to be liars.
Right.
And so she's been working with them for 10 years or more. And
yeah.
so they are unimpeachable, according to her.
Here's the problem, and let me tell you how this works. I'll give you a little insight. This is, if you as a media person, I noticed when I first got into radio, I became very friendly with a sitting state. I don't know if he, I think he was a rep then, and then he became a senator. And what happens is once you start to socialize with them or deal with them a lot and you like the person and they like you, you start believing them more and you take them for their on their word more than you should, right? And then that person I'm talking about went around my back and stabbed me in the back instead of being man enough. He wasn't didn't have the courage to say it to my face. And that's probably what happens in these media groups. They get so cozy with these people, or their beliefs are one way or the other, and it leads them that way. Remember Shepard Smith? You know, he's someone who, you know, was far, far left, but people didn't know that. And then they started seeing it creeping into his broadcast. And then he left for wherever he's at now. I think CNN or MSNBC or something. That could be what happens with Jennifer Granholm. And that's her doing that. I promised I would never get that way again, because then you're not objectively being able to report on it.
Okay. Yes, you're correct. And that's called halo effect. And so Jennifer Griffin is giving the CIA and the intelligence people sort of the halo effect in believing much of what they're telling her, whether it's true or not, okay? Now, if Jennifer Griffin said, well, Colonel McGregor makes interesting points, but I'm not in agreement with him. My sources are telling me different. That would be all right.
Yes.
But that isn't what Jennifer Griffin did.
Yes.
She came out and told us unequivocally that he's wrong.
Right.
She basically wanted him banned from being a speaker on Fox. She didn't say that, but
yeah.
The implication was there. And basically, Jennifer Griffin is the one that's wrong. McGregor had an interesting point. And when you look at the Budapest agreement, to the extent that I understand it, there were good points made by McGregor. So he's only a colonel.
All right, I got to go. I appreciate you calling in, but we got your point. Thank you very much. Lines are open, 269-441-9595. This Budapest agreement, I do know we were supposed to protect Ukraine, and we're not doing that. Now, what I don't know is what Ukraine did and what John's saying. Ukraine promised and then went against. Now, they're not part of NATO. Is it that you can't ask to be part of NATO? And maybe that's what they did. Lines are open, guys. You can change the subject on a dime if you'd like. It's Free Speech Friday. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Live with Rank on this rocking and rolling Free Speech Friday, 269-441-9595. If you'd like to join us, Sherry writes, Rank, could you tell me why the brewery canceled the Mega Mixer? Why would they do that? I don't drink, but I would have gone with some friends and had a beer as support for having it. Now I would not go there because they let cancel culture dictate their support of their ideologies. Please tell me they had a good reason for doing it. Sherry, I don't know why they're doing it. They didn't state why. I don't think they have an ideology or not. If I'm a business, I'm going to have, I don't care if it's the farthest left loons, or the farthest right, I'm there to serve the public. I'm there to make money. And that was my beef and is my beef with the cancel culture. And I don't think you can, like that one caller said, say you're not for the cancel culture, but get angry when someone brings up in the way I did, I thought was a good way, about being against the cancel culture. I think you're maybe fooling yourself and thinking that you're against the cancel culture, possibly. So I don't know why they did it. A lot of people, in fact, I saw on maybe in the Facebook page, the Rank Live Show Facebook page, that people were wondering why I wasn't coming down on like a ton of bricks on the Lansing Brewing Company for backing out. And the reason I didn't, because more people are emailing me, is A, they're in liberal loony land, Lansing, number one. Number two, it's a business that is trying to survive there, and they've gone through enough because of the liberals. But my focus didn't want to be on them. I wanted it to be on the people who were bringing the harm. I don't think, I mean, I was surprised, you know, that that gentleman was talking about it's fine for businesses to cancel other businesses or, well, again, see, it's interpretation, it's opinion. He didn't think these people were trying to cancel, trying to ruin that other business. They were just informing people about that other business in a negative manner. Well, all right. If you believe that's an opinion, then, you know, we all have to respect each other's opinion. I disagree with that. And if you noticed, he was upset with me for throwing back on Strange Matter Brew or whatever they are, Strange Matter Coffee Shop, what they did to Lansing Brewing Company. But then he said, well, I was just throwing on to you what you did to them. It's as I said to him, it was a little hypocritical, I thought. Michael writes, Rank, what you had in your statement was an opinion, not a derogatory statement against capitalism. Yeah, I don't know why he said I was against capitalism. I never said anything about capitalism. And again, the way I was asking questions of John, and I, again, appreciate us having that great conversation, but I hope you guys were seeing in the question that I were asking how those little inconsistencies were popping up all over the place. Now, we had such a nice conversation. It's tough because I still have the mic and talking to you guys and he doesn't. But, you know, I'll leave it there. Michael's on to write, what the coffee shop is doing is promoting socialism by promoting their product by way of supporting a country that is killing innocent people. We in America do not support that agenda. Mike, I don't know what you're talking about. What are they promoting? They said by promoting their product by way of supporting a country that is killing innocent people. Who is killing innocent people? What country? I don't get that. And then you write, yes, boycott that in America and any company that supports that. Yes, boycott that. Mike, I need more information on that one. 269-441-9595 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines and... ooh. I'm going a little late. Hold on there. I will just notice some. I have some leeway with my commercials, but I do got to get them in. So hold on, Bob. Lines are open. 269-441-9595. I wrote a piece this morning, guys. It's interesting. I received some information about this superintendent, the Rochester Community School superintendent, from a man a few days ago, or maybe last weekend, and he had presented me documents, and he's trying to FOIA the Rochester schools. And this is all last weekend, I forgot. And him and I are going back and forth. I'm trying to feel this thing out. See, I just don't go right to the air with something. But he was telling me about this. He spoke up against the policies of Rochester Community Schools, Rochester, Michigan. And then all of a sudden the police are looking into him. And he wants to FOIA the school. And the FOIA says, okay, well, granted, but we want $18 billion, whatever it is. It was a lot of money. And that's how these schools try to get around it. And governments try to get around it. And then all of a sudden I see a report in the Daily Caller about this same superintendent who admitted in a deposition that he monitors, spies, whatever you want to say, parents that disagree with him, is what I think. And I'll give you what he said. And it appears he contacts, or somebody for him contacts, the businesses of where these people work to try to get him fired. And it was interesting because I've been going back and forth with this other guy for about a week, just trying to nail it all down. And then this pops up and I wrote a piece. Rochester, Michigan school superintendent admits to monitoring parents, social media, and more. And get this. He's a school superintendent for 15,000 students. He makes $300,000 a year and 400 and something thousand in benefits. I'm telling you, that corporate world of public school is where all the cash these days is in government. And this guy is a government worker making $700,000, if I'm understanding that correctly, with the benefits. It's all out there. Check out my piece at WBCKFM.com or affiliate station. Eventually it gets put up there. You listen to Live with Rank. We'll be right back after this. Get back to the phone lines. Lines are open. Give us a call. 269-441-9595. You're listening to the Live with Rank show. We are rocking and are rolling on this Free Speech Friday. 269-441-9595. If you would like to join us also put a piece out this morning. Rochester, Michigan school superintendent admits to monitoring parents, social media, and more. He admitted in a deposition. And the add more is even worse. You can check it out at WBCKFM.com or eventually WKMI.com. It's on the Rank Live Facebook page, so you can go there. There's a link. Click on the picture, and it'll take you to the article. And then come back and comment. Please, as I often say, don't comment and not read the piece. You're just reading the headline or whatever. Also, Strange Matter Coffee. Hey, they're part of the cancel culture. They love the cancel culture. So give it to them. That's what I say. Now, I'm not for cancel culture at all. I said it on air. I said it in the piece. But when people ask you to give it to them, give it to them. Oblige them. Be nice to them. And stop buying their coffee and baked goods or whatever else. And someone sent me an email. In fact, I have it right here. I mentioned it to that gentleman who called in. Here it is. Greg. Greg wrote on, I think it was my show's Facebook page after reading the article. I've been a regular at Strange Matter since day one, even though I believe they promote horrible lifestyles. I figured they at least were civil with people of other beliefs as I was with them. So he's basically saying, I don't believe like them, but maybe he enjoys their coffee or their baked goods or whatever. And he goes there and he doesn't agree with all their ideas, but he doesn't boycott them because of that. That's what he's saying there. Let me start from the beginning. I've been a regular at Strange Matter since day one, even though I believe they promote horrible lifestyles. I figured they at least were civil with people of other beliefs as I was with them. They even have a sign that says, quote, we filter coffee, not people, end quote. But obviously that is to hide the fact that it only applies as long as they agree with you. Disappointed with them, and I cannot be a regular anymore with their hatred of others that they truly have no clue about. I might go there once in a while, but it's hard to be civil with the hate they have towards others' views, end quote. He's exactly right. And that's what I was trying to do. See, people read my pieces and like many of us, biases come in. Shields and walls come up. And then they start firing at you. But can you believe the Strange Matter coffee shop has we filter coffee, not people, but they're telling people don't. Now, you can sit there and say they're not telling. They're just informing these people with lies. And I've proven their lies in my piece with the sources. Trump never said he's in support of Putin and going into Russia. Come on. And the gentleman said, well, he saw the CPAC conference in his speech, and that's what he internalized from it. Well, that's fine. That's what you internalize from it. You can't state it as a fact when it's you saying, well, that's what I believe I heard. And they may have. And as I said to him, again, the little things that pop up and the questions that I ask these specific questions for a reason, for you guys to see what pops up. And I said, do you think those people who are the more and more I was told for an email, extremely liberal, and this gentleman said that, you know, the Black Lives Matter, the gay flag, the LGBTQ flag, the, you know, Antifa, you know, the fascists that have Antifa, whatever, all their stuff they do. Do you think they could, if they put the CPAC, just the conference, the CPAC on, their heads would explode and their wherever they're watching it on device would melt. There's no way they would sit through a Donald Trump speech. Just like anybody wouldn't sit through who is not happy with the anti-American left and Biden's anti-American policies would sit and listen to him. Why did I get on that train? I don't know. Let's go to Bob. He's been waiting for a while. Bob, thanks a lot for holding on, and welcome to the show.
Hey, good Friday.
Hope yes.
You have a good one today, Frank.
Yes.
I have a quick comment about this.
By the way, it is Good Friday today, is it not? Am I wrong?
It is. That's on Friday down here. It's nice and warm. And
No. Catholic. Is it Good Friday today?
No, it's not Good Friday today.
Oh, I saw it was Ash Wednesday the other day. But anyway, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, Ash Wednesday. Okay. Now,
that tells you how much I used to be a Catholic, and I am more of a Christian right now. So anyway, go ahead.
You went to a Catholic school, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Grade school for 7th and 8th grade and high school, four years, all boys.
You know, I just wondered if you did something a little different. Instead of discouraging people going to the coffee shop, if you encouraged them to go there and said, hey, why don't you go there and wear your mega hat and wear a shirt that says All Lives Matter and wear American flags? I wonder if that coffee shop would refuse to serve you. And that would definitely be considered an act of fascism, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be a case, too. You may be able to make some money out of it. I would assume that you would be verbally attacked. And depending if they have it, their Antifa people in there, or the militant arm of Black Lives Matter. Is Black Lives Matter even a group anymore? There's no one heading it. And they've stolen, it appears, $60 million. That's what is being reported. No one could find where the $60 million is. I don't even know if they're a group anymore. And it wouldn't surprise me if they weren't. All these groups were put together just for the last election. There's others that are trying to hold on and are probably being funded by the left to do what they're mm-hmm. doing. But anyway, I understand what you're saying from the perspective of maybe getting a case. I mean, that's what they do, right? They'll go and ask mm-hmm. a place that they know will not partake in their gay wedding, and because the religious police won't allow them to, let's say, and they go there specifically so they can get a lawsuit to make money and make a name for themselves. So is that what you're suggesting? Because
exactly.
I just want them
just, you know, how compassionate they would be. How compassionate is the left? Because they always claim to be the most compassionate people in the world. So wouldn't you think, how would you disagree with the shirt that says All Lives Matter? How would you disagree with that?
They do. The left does.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. But the second thing is, I did want to ask you a question. We do have that January 6th trial going on right now with a gentleman. And the question pertains to disclosure. Now, what has to happen, this is a criminal case. Doesn't the prosecution have to disclose all their evidence against him? And shouldn't that be all the video that they have inside the Capitol or outside the Capitol? Shouldn't that be released to the defense so they can defend their client properly? And all the body camera?
You would think so. There's 14,000 hours of film that the government is hiding from us. And the media, nobody in the media other than Fox News is bringing it, and only some on Fox News is bringing it up.
And who gets to make the determination on disclosures? Is that the judge?
The judge.
That's the prosecution.
The judge. But I haven't heard. I cannot believe these people for trespassing still have not gone to trial. They're doing it for a specific reason. They want to create a caste system here in the United States. And they want to anger the right by mistreating these people so badly so something else happens so they can gain more power. That's what they're trying to do. And I'm hoping that I don't know why. Where are these Republican politicians? And why aren't they doing something about this? You know, they're all up in arms about Ukraine, but they don't have a hoot. It appears they don't care a whit about what's happening minutes away from where they practice their deception.
And sadly, I think one of those protesters killed themselves.
Yes, just the other day. You're exactly right.
That's really sad. That's extremely sad.
Right, it is. All right, I got to go. Take a quick break. Thanks a lot for calling in. 269-441-9595 is the number if you'd like to call in. And what did he was referring to, Bob was referring to, is some guy who all he was being charged with was trespassing. He didn't have a weapon. He didn't do anything to anybody. He didn't destroy anything. And Biden and the Democrats wanted him to go to jail for 7 years. for trespassing 7 years. So he killed himself. That's blood on the left's hands. Wouldn't you agree? You listen to Live with Rank. I thought we'd slow it down a little bit with that great song. It is Free Speech Friday. You're listening to me, Rank, on the Live with Rank show, and I appreciate that very, very much. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about, love to hear from you. I will get to that piece. Rochester, Michigan school superintendent admits to monitoring parents' social media and more. And the more is, he or someone representing for him, or someone he's had do it, it appears, is trying to get these people fired, canceled from their jobs. This guy, I can't believe he still has a job. Now, one of the people actually sued him, and they settled, which you never know what that means when someone settles. There's places, businesses, and these, and public education is the number one business, I guess, in every state. The amount of money that they make in their corporation. And I use that word more and more, as you've noticed, because it is a corporate business. They try to tell you it's government. They're government workers, but it's corporate. It's profit driven. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, the profit isn't from the perspective of, let's say, a company or the state or the city or what have you, the district. It comes from, and it's generated by all these people who work for the corporation. They're making a lot of profit. This guy, this superintendent, $300,000, his pay, and another $400,000+ for his benefits. It's all out there. There's a, what you call it out, the links out there that'll show you where those numbers came from. So let's go to the phone lines, and I'll get to that. But as I say, on Free Speech Friday, I always try to get to you guys. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff's calling in from Crystal Lake. You want to talk about some guy named Eric?
Actually, Eric is a synonym for Electronic Recovery Information Center. It's what the state is using to gather information on us, and it goes through everything. I sent you a link on it. I have reached out to elected officials in Lansing trying to get more information on it, because the Secretary of State is using this. They gather every bit of information on you, your credit rating, everything. And so it's disastrous.
Well, what is it? It's a software that they're using?
Yes.
Okay, here, in what you wrote me, it says if ERIC stands for Electronic Registration Information Center. It is a nationwide voter data gathering system funded by the Pew Center and an anonymous donor, the source Open Society, designed by activists in 14. It is a membership organization established to maintain staters' voter rolls. All right, so far so good. 11 blue states joined the first year. Membership was up to 22 states by 2017, which was part of that. So I just have to look more into this. It is a software bought by the state.
They subscribe to this.
So
they don't own it.
So does Eric get the information legally?
That's the question mark. And trying to get information from the state is being slow-walked, to say the least.
Okay. I'll check it out, see what I can do for you.
Yeah, it's what I have read on that and the depth that they go and what they use. It's Orwellian.
Well, give us an example, the most outrageous example you can think of.
Well, this system, as your credit score, it knows what your mortgage is. If you're late on any credit payments, your traffic history. I mean, they gather every bit of information that can be gathered about you and is used against you. And what business does the state have in knowing all this information, or a private group, because this is funded through...
Who's your state rep? Who's your state rep, Jeff?
Matt Hall.
So then contact his office and ask him about it.
I will do that.
Do that. Contact his office and say, how involved are we in this? And what is it all about? I'm trying to get more information on it. You know, tell him you talked to me on the show.
And I've reached out to a couple others that I know. And a
couple other who? Elected officials?
Legislators.
And they're not getting back to you?
And ask their... Well, it's being slow-walked by the Secretary of State.
Well, I would like to know their perception of it, is what I mean. So try to send me more information you can, and then
I sent you a full link on the article.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, I'm trying, and some I'm site called 100% Fed Up that I never heard of.
Well, see, that's the whole thing, is this has just come out to light in the last week that the state's been involved in this, trying to find out when this was started and, you know, which Secretary of State, which governor. And all of this is, they don't want this information out. So
all right. Well, I would say contact your state rep and ask them what it's all about. And I'll see what I can find out too. All right. Thanks a lot for calling in. It is Free Speech Friday, 269-441-9595. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. We do have an interview coming up in the next segment. It's just one segment. His name is Max Nelson. He's from the Freedom Foundation. He's the director of labor policy, and he wanted to talk to us about all this COVID money that is being showered on groups within our state. So he'll be on in the first segment of the next hour. But if you guys get in line, I'll certainly start taking phone calls right after that if you're there. Remember that criminal I told you about a couple days ago, or I should say that guy in the great state of New York and an even greater city of New York? I actually lived in New York City for 2.5 years in a consulting gig. I would not want to live there now. I would not go there now. A guy just walked up to a lady on the tracks and wiped feces in her face. Well, guess what? He was caught. And guess what? He was let go. He's a career criminal, 20 arrests since 1999, was released without bail for taking human waste and rubbing it in some woman's face. He told the cops when he was arrested, S happens. Ha, 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 ha. This is an S-y situation. Ha, ha. And then he gets in front of a judge and says, why am I being mistreated by the system? The judge lets him go without bail. A day after the subway attack, he violently confronted a hardware store employee. He was charged with menacing, larceny, and criminal possession of a weapon. And he was let go for that one, too. That's what's happened out there in La La Land. You listen live with Rank. We'll be right back after this.